We're back!
Hi, listeners.
Hi, everybody. It's been a while.
It is.
Longer than we intended.
And you might not even remember our names or who we are.
I sure don't. My name is Seth Stone. I'm the producer and sound designer on this show.
My name is Morgan Champagne, and I am the producer and writer of this show. This show is Ritualistic Podcast.
I think they know that.
Are you sure? All right, so last time you heard from us, it was just me and Seth, and it was an important announcement, and we were trying to talk about important things, but I think we just ended up talking about Minecraft for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. But at the end of it, we said, see you in Pride Month. We're going on hiatus until June. It is September next week, and we have not released an episode since May.
Nope.
Hi.
Hi.
I hope you all are doing well. I hope you had a good summer.
We're going to release another episode.
That's why the title of this episode is We're Back.
Yeah, because we're
So we're releasing season 1, episode 6, September 8th, which will be a week after you've listened to this, which gives you the perfect amount of time to re-binge the show if you've forgotten what happened.
I forgot what happened.
I'm going to fire you.
If you're a truly noble listener, like someone I know, you will listen to it more than once, maybe even twice, perhaps
three
even
times?
Three times. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's a super fan. So if you want to be a super fan, like this super ambiguous person we're talking about right now, you should definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We will be introducing you to that super ambiguous person at the end of season one. Because
when we have a mid-season Q&A.
Yeah, well, technically that's a between-season Q&A because that's at the end of season one.
That's right.
That was mid-season Q&A will be coming out after episode 10. Which...
And that one's a real hoot.
It is. It's like, it's long, too.
It's pretty long. For our patrons, we'll be releasing the mostly unedited version.
And there's the full thing.
Right. But for everybody, you get like a good, probably like 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
of,
yeah.
Of just banter between the gang. And
we had a lot of, like, we got a lot of fun Q&As and stuff coming up for you. We also have our Halloween Q&A with the cast and
Woo-hoo!
Crew, which will be coming out on the 31st of October. And then we'll have an end of season one Q&A right after the finale when those feelings are fresh and those spoilers are ripe. Just
so
like the dead bodies.
Just use some lemon juice.
And we're really excited, really excited for the season finale. It's going to be killer.
Yep. It'll kill me, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a doozy to sound design, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So also in October... we have a brand new show coming for you. You may have heard of it. It was originally supposed to come out in summer, but we've pushed it to the spooky month to fit the vibe a little better.
October.
Ooh.
And this show is called Puppeteer's Farm, and here's the synopsis for you. There is something very wrong with Puppeteer's Farm. The trees seem to speak. The lake is as red as blood. The people who live there have been disappearing. It's up to amateur detective Holly MacArthur to figure out what's going on.
Ooh, I got shivers. And I've already heard the whole show.
You're in the show.
I'm in the show.
Speaking of which, let's talk a little bit about our all-star cast for this show, because it's built up of some pretty amazing people. First and foremost, we have Aria Bunny as Holly MacArthur. Aria uses she, her, and is a very cool person. I like Aria a lot.
Aria is a very cool
She's
person.
She's amazing. And then we have Seth Stone as Adlai Cadigans.
That's me.
Seth uses he, him.
I do. I'm also Adlai Cadigan.
His last name is not Cardigan. and it stars Morgan Champagne as Jules Zeem. Wow.
We're best friends in the show and real life.
I know, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
And I use they, them. And Rebecca Krause as Essie Fackelman. Rebecca uses she, her. And I'm particularly excited for Rebecca's part. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah?
Is that all you have to say?
It's no, of course I'm excited for everyone's part. It's just Essie in particular. It makes me sad sometimes. A lot of the time,
uh-huh.
Actually.
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
No.
Listen to the show to find out.
It's a tragedy. Danny Spiller is Max Devon. Danny uses he, him, and Danny is amazing.
Danny's our favorite Twitch streamer.
You should check him out on Twitch.
You should.
And then we have Rue Dickey as June Kelly, and Rue uses they, he. And Rue Definitely plays one of my favorite characters as well.
All of the characters in that show are my
favorite.
They
nail it. They knock it out of the park.
Except for one of them, because
we love his actor, though.
Yeah.
Emma Erickson as Gail Wagler, and Emma uses she/her. And then Avery Smith as Florence Wagler, and Avery also uses she/her. And Abby Ogden as Henrietta Wagler, and Abby also uses she/her. And that's our favorite lesbian farm couple, Florence and Gail, and their mm-hmm. daughter Henrietta. Yeah. And then the last two, but certainly not the least two, is somebody that you might know, Jay Short, who plays Gray Jogan, and Jay uses they, them. And then somebody else who you'll be meeting relatively soon, Sophia Weaver, who plays Otis Ford, and Sophia uses she, her. And it is sound designed by Seth Stone.
It is, and it's also written by Morgan Champagne.
And it's produced by Seth Stone.
And Morgan Champagne.
That was so perfect.
That was
great. And then... last but not least, for Puppeteer's Farm, the cover art was designed by Noelle Margetts, and the music was done by Caleb Burgess, tentatively. We'll be getting back to you on that.
If Caleb gets back to us on that. We love you, Caleb.
Love you, Caleb.
In addition, in relation to a little bit of recasting we've had to do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our original person for January Lauterbach in Ritualistic has had to step down. We wish her well as she continues in her life. But for the time being, we have a brand new January coming to you. Our good friend, Sophia Weaver, who not only composed for Ritualistic, but as you may have heard mere minutes ago, is in Puppeteer's Farm.
Sophia's absolutely amazing, and we're certain that you're going to be as happy with her performance as we are. And, well, just a little bit of a warning for the rest of the Ritualistic season. You should definitely be reading the content warnings. I cannot stress that enough, specifically as we get deeper into the show. I have already had people be like, this show is so gory. You ain't seen nothing yet, okay? So make sure that you're reading the content warnings. And on top of that, with Puppeteer's Farm, please read the content warnings for Puppeteer's Farm. I am getting down on my knees and begging you to read content warnings. They're there for a reason. They're important. Also, just a little bit of reminder about things. The content warnings are always in our show notes, and if we have a particularly heavy episode, I will state them before the episode. Like in the case of Puppeteer's Farm episode 4, I read the content warnings. And on top of that, the transcript link for all of our shows can also always be found in the show notes and on any of our websites. And you should totally, like, check us out on Patreon at Ritualistic Podcast, because you get, like, cool stuff. Like the entire hour of our Q&A.
And the failed version of this announcement that we just did a few minutes ago.
You'll also get, as the show goes on, some bonus episodes. At the end of season one, as well as there will be part of the season one finale Q&A released to the public. And there will be the bloopers, which will be released to the public.
Oh man, you guys are gonna love the bloopers. I've been curating a wonderful. They're all in my computer with different names. They're great.
The bloopers are really, really, really fun. And then you will also be getting one singular bonus episode. And if you want more bonus episodes, you gotta become a patron. What can we say? We're all about creating and curating cults here. You know us. We love our cults.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Making cults, I wouldn't know anything about that.
No,
We are happy to have you guys back, and we hope that you continue to listen to us and support our queer little indie podcast.
We have a lot more to come for you, and to be completely honest, the performance of the main five, the Booker, Jamie, Emil, Leo, and January, is fantastically exciting. And, I mean, specifically, just look out for it. Look out for them.
We're coming.
You never know
what
could happen.
We're getting
closer. The possibility of Seth and I being outside your window is rare, but it's never impossible.
It's never zero.
It's low, but it's never zero.
Such a mess, but it's fine.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you so much, listeners, and
thank you for your patience.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, you know, life happened. We went on hiatus for a while. Seth graduated high school.
Barely. That's a lie.
That is not a lie. You did not barely graduate high school.
Seth
successfully graduated high school, and now he's making video games, which is pretty cool.
I haven't made any yet, Morgan. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, we love you, and mwah. Join the Blinding Melody Church today.
Or tomorrow. I can't put that in.
No, that was funny. You gotta keep that in.
Okay, okay.